Now to a story of love thwarted by international relations. The year 2012 ended with a serious setback for relations between Russia and the United States. At the beginning of December, the U.S. Senate passed the so-called Magnitsky Bill, which is named after a Russian attorney who died horribly in custody in 2008, allegedly because he didn't receive medical treatment. He'd been investigating fraud involving Russian tax officials. Russian officials and prison staff involved in his death are, from now on, banned from entering the U.S. and they face further sanctions. The Russian lawmakers played tit for tat, and within a couple of weeks at the end of December, Vladimir Putin signed a law that, from the beginning of 2013, banned American citizens from adopting orphans. Our reporter, Marijke Aden, caught up in Moscow with an American couple from the U.S. state of Georgia who were in the final stages of adopting a little child with special needs. Now they've been told that adoption cannot take place.
Yeah, it's not their prettiest, that's for sure. Yeah.
The gray concrete block in the center of Moscow, which is home to the Russian parliament, might as well be the least favorite building of Jenny and Aaron Moyer from Gainesville, a small town in the U.S. state of Georgia. Now they're standing right in front of it. Here, the adoption ban for U.S. citizens was pushed through at record speed and then handed to President Vladimir Putin to sign. The Moyers have come to Moscow to fight, to complete the adoption of Vitaly, a four-year-old orphan with Down syndrome, despite the new law.
Once I realized that it had been signed, we were just kind of in shock, and it was heartbreaking. And, you know, we cried and prayed and kind of have grieved, but not necessarily that it's over, just that it's going to be harder now. And we're hopeful that they, you know, the process will continue under the old law, since that's what we started with.
It was back in March last year when Ginny and Aaron Moyer, who are 31 and 30 years old, started the long process of adopting a child from Russia. And in autumn, after many efforts and lots of bureaucracy, they met Vitaly. The couple has two biological children and last year adopted a baby girl from Florida. From other adoptive families, they heard about an orphan crisis in Russia, especially for children with special needs. Their faith in God made them act, they say.
I actually remember thinking, what if it was my kid over there? And I remember I had a thought, it was his face on a child without a mom and a dad in an orphanage. And I just started crying. I mean, I remember I was unloading the dishwasher and I was bawling as Jenny was telling me the story. So that's why. I mean, seems pretty self-explanatory, right? Anybody would do that.
In Russia, however, children with special needs or severe illnesses often end up in orphanages, either because their family doesn't want or can't take care of them. Today there are 650,000 orphans in Russia. Every fourth is a child with special needs or suffering from an illness.
What's the general feeling among the Russian people with the law?
I think that they really don't understand what's happening.
In the lobby of their hotel in Moscow, the Moyers meet up with Valery Panyushkin, a Russian author and journalist who has been doing charity for children for more than 15 years. They want to hear his take on the ban and the situation with orphans. Panyushkin says that more Russians are adopting, but most are reluctant to take on children with special needs. For children like Vitaly, adoptive parents from abroad are the only hope, he says.
In Russia, these children very likely will never be adopted and they won't get proper medical treatment. They will be in the orphanage until the age of 18, and then they are transferred to a home for the elderly or a neuropathic hospital. In short, to a madhouse. And then let's say, for example, at 20, they will die of pneumonia. In those places, people don't live for long.
For Ginny and Aaron Moyer, this is painful to listen to. They already consider Vitaly their son. They show Valery Panyushkin the photo album they have prepared for the Russian judge, who will decide if they can continue their adoption under the pre-ban legislation. In the book, there are photos of their house, their family, and of their first visit to Vitaly's orphanage in October.
And so this is actually the very first time that we met Vitaly. They brought him in, and the first thing he did was come up to us, and he pet us on the head. You can tell from this moment on, he just warmed up to us, and he'd call us Mom and Papa and give us hugs and kisses and light up when we came in the room. And we were told that after our first set of visits, he's actually
he's more proud. He stands taller. That's what they were supposed to say.
He said his health is improved.
His health improves.
Because he knows he belongs to a family. Yeah.
Over the last 20 years, Americans have adopted about 60,000 Russian children. The biggest wave of adoption happened during the 90s, when pictures of starving children in overcrowded Russian orphanages shocked people in the West. These days, orphanages in Russia are in a much better shape, especially in the big cities, says Panyushkin. However, lack of attention and insufficient long-term medical treatment remain big flaws. Meanwhile, the Ombudsman for Children with the Russian President, Pavel Astakhov, has already started promoting a ban on all foreign adoption.
The ban is not an action taken against Americans. It's a natural step for any normal state. The time has come for us to take care of our orphans ourselves. I think it's an overdue decision. And in Russia, we are made this way. In order to change something for the good, we have to cut the cord. We need to burn all bridges behind us so that we have no choice.
In mid-January, tens of thousands took to the streets in Moscow to protest the ban. Russian state TV depicted them as supporters of child trafficking. Surveys show that the majority of Russians are in fact pro-ban, and Jenny Moyer has heard that too.
I'm not sure politically how to speak to that. I'm not a politician. I'm just a parent.
Shortly after this interview, Jenny and Aaron Moyer returned to the U.S. The Russian court first delayed and then dropped their case. They are in limbo. All their hope lies on the European Court of Human Rights. Four American families filed complaints with the court challenging the adoption ban. Meanwhile, the Moyers were informed that Vitaly would soon be transferred to an institution for older children.
Marika Auden was reporting from Moscow on the story of 4-year-old Vitaly and the couple who want to adopt him.